Hi, and a warm welcoming embrace to your healing meditation place with me, Kim Hutchison, on The Richie Allen Show. At any and every moment, we have the choice of entering into and being of our non-love pattern of reality or of our love pattern of reality. At any and every moment, we have the choice, the power of creating and experiencing from our non-love pattern of reality or from our love pattern of reality. What does this mean? Just take a moment and take your attention to your brain. Let yourself feel, sense, see or know the power of your brain, the power that your brain has to inform your mind, the choice that your brain provides for your mind, the choice of reacting to a current experience or of responding to a current experience, the choice that your brain is always giving to your mind of reacting, which is the reenaction of your energy experience, or the choice of responding, which is the re-spending of your energy, of your experience. Put simply, this is the choice between recreating yet another version of your past experience in a cycle of same old, or of creating a different outcome from that which you have always experienced, to create an outcome of love, of power, of healing, of joy. Your brain is full of pathways. Each experience you have either follows along a familiar and well-worn pathway, opens up a new, hitherto unexplored pathway, or re-empowers what was originally a new pathway. At every moment, you have the choice to create an experience based on what you have been told you are, which is fundamentally that of non-love, or to create an experience based on, formed from the profound love that you are. Your brain, whilst not the source of your thinking, of your thoughts, is nonetheless the principal player in how you think, in how you will choose to act. Will you act from the non-love that you have been told that you are, or from the profound love that you already are? And therefore, will your experiences be formed from your non-love pattern of reality or from your love pattern of reality? At any moment, you have the power of choice over the nature of your experience. At any moment, you can open up to the real power of your brain, that of choice, the choice of acting from your non-love pattern of reality or acting from your love pattern of reality. Your brain is your steering wheel. It's not your engine, but it does have the power to steer you away from or into love, or away from or into power, away from or into joy, away from or into profound understanding. As long as your mind is occluded by the fog of misunderstanding that arises from the thoughts generated by your brain when in non-love pattern of reality mode, then obviously you are going to be seriously hampered in creating experiences from your all-powerful love pattern of reality. This meditation will bring you back into your power of conscious choice-making, the power of being of your love pattern of reality. So, just get yourself into a comfortable position and perhaps have a pen and paper at hand to note down the healing wisdom and understandings that may arise for you during or at the end of this healing meditation. Remember to trust what you are experiencing. Just trust what comes to you, even if it doesn't make sense. Just trust it. perhaps make a note of it, and in time it will begin to be able to reveal its wisdom to you. So, preferably lie down or sit in a way that isn't squishing your diaphragm or your belly. Unzip, unbutton, unbuckle anything that is restricting your belly and begin to allow yourself to sink into whatever it is that you are lying or sitting upon. Let's let go of any tension that you may have been carrying in your body, either from today or even from your entire life. Let your shoulders drop and just begin to relax each part of your body. Let your scalp relax. Let your face relax. Let your neck relax. Let your mind relax. If your mind is insisting on joining the party, then you can just thank your mind and let your mind have a well-deserved break. Just let your mind have a holiday. You can let your mind go to the beach, a glade, a forest pool, a lake, a mountain. Just allow your mind to be released and go to rest. Take your attention back into your body and let your chest relax. Let your back relax. Your arms relax. Your elbows relax. Your wrists relax. Your hands relax. Your fingers relax. Let your belly relax, and your groin, and your hips, and your buttocks. We all store tension, amazing amounts of tension, in our buttocks. Just let them all relax. Now, take your attention to your thighs. Let them relax. Let your knees relax. Your calves relax. Your ankles relax. Your feet relax. And your toes relax. Take a nice, gentle breath and feel, really feel how good that feels. Just let yourself enjoy this wonderful feeling of your body truly relaxing whilst I run through a couple of guides and pointers to help you to get the most from this experience. You don't need to remember any of this. Just let these words wash over and through you. Every one of us has our own unique way of being with and receiving understanding from our energy. Some of us see energy. Some of us have a feeling of it, some of us have a sense of it, and some of us have a knowing of it. Some of us use two or more of these ways to connect with energy and with the energy of ourselves, and sometimes you may find that you switch from, say, having a knowing of the energy to having a feeling of it, and then back again. If you're not quite sure about whether you're feeling or knowing or seeing the energy, the most valuable way to experience healing is to simply trust that if you are engaging with the energy of healing, then that is what will happen, regardless of what you may or may not be seeing or feeling or knowing. Allow yourself to trust the experience and just let your body do what it most naturally does, which is to engage with your natural healing response. Just take another nice, gentle breath and let your mind take a holiday from being your first port of call. You can thank your beautiful mind for all its hard work and allow it to take a much needed break as you begin to reconnect with your body, which is the real, the actual holder of your wisdom, of your power, of your love, and of your healing. Remember, your body is the form through which your soul experiences and expresses its power, its healing and creative power here on this earth. The energy of your body is constructed, is formed quite literally from the energy of the cosmos. So if you are not within your body, then you are out of your connection with your source, and therefore out of the power of your creation, out of your creation power. Being in and of your body is to be in and of the cosmos. And if you are in and of the cosmos, then what is there that you cannot do or be or experience or create? To begin to have an experience of the power and healing of your body, then of course you must first be able to be in it. And the most powerful first step back into the power of your body is through breath. So let's return to real breathing, to connected breathing, just as you so naturally did as a baby. Place both your hands, separated, on your belly. Just feel your body begin to connect, to sink into the floor, the bed, the sofa, the chair, whatever it is that you are lying or sitting upon. If you're having less than loving thoughts about your belly, remember that your belly is the area of your body that contains your ability to create life. This is also true for men. So why on earth should that be hidden, dismissed, criticized? Your belly is your creative powerhouse. Honor it. Adore it. Gently stroke your belly and allow yourself to feel how much your belly loves you and desires to support you, to assist you in your connection with your power to love, with your power to heal, with the power of your body. If tears come, just let them flow and breathe into them. Your body is beginning to release all that no longer serves it or you. Let your thoughts be. Don't try and chase them away. When you notice that you are thinking, that you are in your head, then just take your attention back to your belly and feel your hands resting lovingly on your belly. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Let it all out. Let everything that is non-healing, non-loveful, leave. And now, inhale and exhale through your nose. Take your attention to your hands on your belly and begin to allow your inhalation to inflate your belly, which will lift your hands. You won't need to force it. Your body knows how. Just keep going, nice and gently, and allow your belly to inflate as you inhale. Feel your hands rise with each inhalation and fall with each exhalation. Avoid bringing the breath up into the lungs. Your body and soul desires you to be breathing into your belly. This is connected breathing. Relax into it and feel how good it feels to breathe like this. Notice your body relaxing and even more tension leaving. Feel, really allow yourself to feel how good your body feels. Let's begin to bring you back into the power of your love pattern of reality. Your channels of illumination are the pure energy, the spiritual pathways of your brain that inform and instruct your body-mind. They are the means through which your soul can be heard by your body-mind and prompt you into the most powerful choice that you have. that of choosing whether to be of your love pattern of reality or of your non-love pattern of reality. Once your channels of illumination are reactivated or awakened from their often dormant or semi-dormant state, you can begin to create experiences in your life that emanate from love, that emanate from your soul's desires, that emanate from the profound commission of living consciously, of living as your soul, that you and the cosmos have co-agreed to create here on this earth. Your 8 channels of illumination flow from your brain into the physical manifestation of your soul that is your body-mind and assist you in opening up to and receiving from your love pattern of reality. Your channels of illumination are pathways through which the creation power of your love pattern of reality is carried throughout your body-mind for the creation of your health, your healing, your wealth, your joy, and your love. So let's begin. Take a nice, gentle breath and gently take your attention to your magnificent brain and just let yourself become aware of, to see, sense, feel or know, the energy from which your magnificent brain is created. You may see, sense, feel or know this as a golden shimmering, and you may also see, sense, feel or know glimmerings appearing of many other jewel colours. Take a nice, gentle breath. You may become aware of or have an awareness of knowing everything and of knowing nothing, of the no-thing that is the freedom of the non-attachment to know or see anything that in turn automatically takes you into the seeing and knowing of everything. Or you may be experiencing the profound stillness that precedes profound knowing. Take a nice, gentle breath. Take your attention back to the golden energy of your brain and to the apex of your brain, which is in between your fontanelle points. And see, sense, feel or know 8 strands of shimmering golden energy begin to emanate from the apex of your brain and are now flowing down to reveal 8 distinct channels of shimmering golden energy. And now, take your attention to the channel of golden energy that is flowing from the apex of your brain down through the center of the back of your neck and then flowing down your spine and emanating out of the base of your spine. And just let this golden energy continue to flow through and out of you. And now, take your attention back to the apex of your brain and feel, sense, see or know another 2 channels of golden energy flowing from the apex of your brain down through the back of the sides of your neck, across your shoulders, and then flowing down your arms and hands and fanning out to emanate out through your fingers. And just let this golden energy continue to flow through and out of you. And now, take your attention back to the apex of your brain and feel, sense, see or know another 2 channels of golden energy flowing from the apex of your brain down through either side of your head, through either side of your face and jaw, and both sides of the front of your neck, to continue flowing down either side of your body and emanating out of either side of your groin. And just let this golden energy continue to flow through and out of you. Take your attention back to the apex of your brain and feel, sense, see or know a sixth channel of golden energy flowing from the apex of your brain down through the center of your face and neck, and flowing all the way down the center of your body to emanate out of your perineum. And just let this flow of golden energy continue to flow through and out of you. Take your attention back to the apex of your brain and feel, sense, see or know another two channels of golden energy flowing from the apex of your brain down either side of the channel of golden energy running down the center of your body, and flowing down and through the center of each of your legs and into your feet, and emanating out through the tip of your middle toe. And just let this flow of golden energy continue to flow through and out of you. Rest in this. Gently and deeply breathe in and rest in the free flow of the shimmering golden energy of your channels of illumination. You have now opened up to and are experiencing the energy of your love pattern of reality. Take a nice, gentle breath. And now, let's look at and bring to healing one of the fastest ways that we take ourselves out of our love pattern of reality, that of passing judgment upon another. Passing judgment is typically what we do when we're consciously or not occluding ourselves from the realization of a judgment that we have been making about ourselves. So, passing judgment upon another is a form of self-censorship, an imprisonment of yourself, of your real self. You are, in effect, keeping yourself away from, absent from, the love, power, and glory of yourself, because every time you pass judgment upon another, you are de facto passing judgment on a part of yourself, and thus keeping yourself out of your love pattern of reality. Often, passing judgment upon another is a form of self-defense that is the keeping yourself out of connection with another, perhaps because you're concerned that another will not accept you, nor welcome you, perhaps because you have been taught that vulnerability is weakness, that openness is loss of personal power, or that acceptance for all is riding for a fall. And, of course, keeping yourself in this cast-iron-clad armor of separation from another is precisely what causes you to pass judgment upon them in the first place. For when you open up to your profound love for another, when you open up to your profound connection with another, where then the separation of passing judgment? So, let's begin to bring this into healing and thus bring you back into your love pattern of reality. Take your attention to your channels of illumination. And take a nice, gentle breath into the free flow of the shimmering golden energy of your channels of illumination. And ask of yourself, at this moment, what is the most common judgment that I pass upon others that most requires my healing attention? Remember, trust what first comes. And ask of yourself, at this moment, what is the most common judgment that I pass upon another that most requires my healing attention? Take a nice, gentle breath. And now ask and trust what first comes. At this moment, what is the most common judgment that I pass upon myself that most requires my healing attention? Although these two judgments will be different, just let yourself reflect on this for a moment and allow yourself to begin to see a connection between your judgment of others and your judgment of yourself. For example, your most common judgment of others that most requires your healing attention at this moment might be that they're really not very kind, that others really not very kind. And your judgment of yourself at this moment might be that you haven't earned the right to speak up for yourself. Now, if you're not speaking up for yourself, then the energy that this projects informs others that you don't fully value yourself, and others will reflect that back to you by behaving to you in ways designed to give you an opportunity to bring this self-judgment into your awareness so that it can be brought into healing, so that it can be brought into your love pattern of reality. And just because those judged to be behaving unkindly are not aware of this gift of healing, this gift of getting you back into your love pattern of reality that their behavior is extending towards you, doesn't make it any less of a gift. We are all beings of energy, consciously aware of this or not. You don't have to be fully conscious, realized, awake, aware, whatever, to be always engaged in healing. If that were the case, there'd be very little healing going on. You are energy. Everyone else is energy. And energy is always seeking awareness of itself, because that's how energy realizes its existence, makes real its existence. So, what that means is that your energy and everyone else's energy is always attempting to be present within its reality, that of its love pattern of reality. And your love pattern of reality becomes present when, every time another passes judgment upon you, rather than passing one right back or getting in a judgment or two of them before they can get one in on you, you take the opportunity. You receive the gift by allowing yourself the space to reflect on what your self-judgment is that your energy is projecting all over the place. Take a nice gentle breath and let yourself become aware again of this self-judgment that most requires your healing attention at this moment. Take your attention to your soul connection point, an inch below your navel. Breathe gently and deeply into your soul connection point, and gently and lovingly allow yourself to become aware of the presence of your magnificent soul. Within you, throughout you, and all around you. Take a nice, gentle breath and ask of your soul, what do you, my soul, say about the truth of this judgment that I have been making of myself? Breathe this in. Let this flood into and through your channels of illumination, and notice how as you do this, that they, and in turn, every cell in your body, begins to sing, begins to vibrate, to resonate, to become more alive, more joyously alive. Take a nice, gentle breath. And now ask of your soul, what do you, my soul, desire me to always remember about the truth of myself, about the truth of my love, about the truth of my power? Breathe this in. Let this flood into and through your channels of illumination. And notice how as you do this, that they, and in turn, every cell in your body and brain begin to sing, to illuminate even more brightly, to become even more alive, even more joyously alive. Rest in this. Bask in this. Take a nice, gentle breath and feel how good this feels to be basking in the flow, to be present in the extraordinary energy of your love pattern of reality. Remember, making the choice of being in and of your love pattern of reality automatically brings you back into your profound love and connection with others, and thus negates the neediness to disconnect and armor up that is the passing of judgment, and will also lovingly assist you in the unwrapping of the gifts of profound self-truth, love and power that the healing of self-judgments always brings, and which in turn brings your physical body into health, vibrance, and your body's own powerful self-healing mechanisms. Being with and being aware of your channels of illumination will profoundly assist you in stepping out of your non-love pattern of reality and stepping into your love pattern of reality. And please know that each and every endeavor of yours to return to your love pattern of reality will be supported by the cosmos, by the energy of the cosmos's own love pattern of reality, in ways in which can be described as miraculous. Being in and of your love pattern of reality is also the space in which miracles are made and experienced. May all your efforts be deeply blessed. Take a nice, gentle breath. When you are ready, only when you are ready, gently bring your awareness back to the room that you are in and gently open your eyes. And always remember, you are love. The cosmos loves you. The cosmos loves you so dearly. And everyone and everything at heart loves you. For you and they are love. You are so much beloved. If you have any questions or comments, then you can always contact me by going to the livingasyoursoul.com site. and just use the contact page. It would be lovely to hear from you. And if you go to the livingasyoursoul.com site, you'll find online masterclasses and lots of free, in-depth articles and recordings to help you with receiving the understanding and answers to become more and more of the power and healing and love that you are. And from where you can also access these energy healing meditations of creation and the How to Take Your Power Back healing guidances. And you can follow me on Twitter at Live As Your Soul. Until next time, may your experience of your love, of your healing, of your joy grow and grow and grow. From my heart to yours, you are love. You are loved. May all your efforts be blessed with the wonder that you are.